You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us on a wonderful Wednesday, a wonderful Wednesday morning here in Cocoa, Florida. This is where the radio station is. We are so thankful that you have chosen to spend the next half hour with us right here on WMIE as we look to the Word of God and seek the Spirit of truth, seek truth. And that's what we're doing as we dive into the Word of God. We're going to be in the Gospel of John today. We're going to start in chapter 14. So while you are preparing for that, I want to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air. They are based in Rockledge, Florida, where they have been for over 40 years. In that 40 years, they've been providing professional sales, repairs, and services in the air conditioning field, heating field, and electrical field. They work in residential and light commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. So I want to encourage you to write down this number for future reference, 321-632-9538. That's Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, Air, 321-632-9538. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So write that number down so when you're in need of their services, you can call them and get a skilled, capable, and trustworthy air conditioning service company to take care of that. And when you call them, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. They go all throughout Brevard County, and they will take good care of you. They've been working on projects at Merit Assembly of God and for the Arthurs household for decades now. And we are very, very thankful and blessed to know them and benefit from their years of skill and expertise. 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them right here on the Refresh Radio program. We're going to go back to John, the 14th chapter today. And by the way, these are the words of Jesus. So if you don't like these, you don't have a problem with Bob. You have a problem with Jesus. And I don't want you to have a problem with Jesus. And I'm here to preach the word and let the word speak for itself. So let's look at John chapter 14. We were in verses 15 through 17 yesterday. Today we're going to begin in verse number 25. It says, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." So, Jesus said, "I'm telling you these things in advance." By the way, I believe that one of the great things about Jesus, about our relationship with God, is God says, "This is what my plan is. This is what I'm going to do, and the devil is going to be helpless to stop it." The devil operates from a different paradigm. He will not disclose to you all of the details. He will not share anything that says, that talks about the negative ramifications, the pain, the hurt, the misery, the death of relationships that happen a lot of times because we embrace sin and deception instead of the Spirit of truth. So Jesus said, I'm going to tell you this while I am present with you. But the reality was, and the disciples didn't like this, Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross. He was getting ready to die, be buried in a borrowed tomb. 3 days later, he was raised from the dead. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. He went around doing great miracles so that there were hundreds of people who witnessed him after the resurrection, as well as a lot of other saints that were raised to go around doing ministry at the time of Jesus' resurrection. He said, I'm not going to be around. Now, this is not the ultimate fulfillment of our relationship, is for me being in this finite body here. I'm going to be raised from the dead. I'm going to ascend back to the right hand of the Father, and I'm going to send God the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you in advance so that you will understand. By the way, I don't believe that the disciples had a full grasp of what was going on, so much so that when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, he said, oh, this is what the prophet Joel meant in chapter 2. Jesus is giving them a heads up. He's telling them, but the disciples had bad memories. They didn't remember things. The Holy Spirit would come along after the resurrection. Oh, yeah, I remember him saying that now. I remember him saying that. So this is what verse number 26 says. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. He will teach you all things. Now, that means that he's the expert. That means he also knows how you learn best. A lot of times we are restricted in our learning capabilities. Now here on the radio, there's only one thing that I can do, and that is talk into this microphone. You can't see that my hands are not stationary. So I have to paint word pictures in order for you to get the truth that I am trying to share across the radio. If you were to be in one of our services, you would know that sometimes illustrated messages are what I use. And so here a few Wednesdays ago, I was teaching on Wednesday night, and I was doing a message on how we filter, how we're supposed to filter, three filters that people use that we shouldn't use, and three filters that we should use, but oftentimes we don't. And so for that Wednesday night, I brought out some of my air conditioner filters and had them there so that, you know, people would have a grasp. They would be able to understand what I was trying to say. So I've done that, you know, through the years. So I've preached messages with mustard seed and salt and done all sorts of things, just to try and drive home the point, because the more of our personality, the more of our persona that we get to experience a truth, the greater capacity we're going to have to remember it. So the Holy Spirit knows how you teach the best. Schools are primarily set up for a lecture format. There are a few classes that are hands-on and things like that, but in all honesty, I'm not saying that this is exclusively the way it happens, but from a generality, ladies tend to learn better from lecture. Guys tend to learn different than ladies. So we are more observational. So to give you a point in that, I could study, I could read on how you were supposed to do something. So there was a time when my friend was he was in the construction field, and we had a project that we were wanting to do at the church, and it was in his field. And I said, could my son, it was in the summertime, so it was nice and cool, you know, like 95 degrees. And I said, could my son and I come and work with you, so that we could see how we are supposed to do this? We'd never done it before. You know, great thing is, you know, if you've never experienced something before, that doesn't mean that you're restricted to never experiencing that. And so I said, could we come and work with you? We were willing to go and work for free, and we did, so that we could learn how to do that. But not only did we go and experience it, but we took our video camera and we videoed it. This was before you could take your phone and record it. And so I came back and I watched the video over and over and over and over again. And then we got the men of the church together. And I said, okay, this is how it is done. And pretty soon they were developing, you know, jigs and things like that that helped us to accomplish the task. And so there were a bunch of different guys, a bunch of different age ranges out there. But it all took place because I knew that in order to lead that project successfully, I needed to learn different than a lecture format. I needed to learn different than just by reading a book. I needed to see it happen. The Holy Spirit, as He's guiding you into all truth, as He's teaching you all truth, all things, He knows exactly how you are going to learn that lesson the best. I don't want to learn something the hard way. I like to learn it the easy way. So I was assembling something here a couple of months ago, and as I was doing it, they had pictures there, and I tried to watch videos. I went online and did all that stuff. And a lot of times they would show me what the finished product looked like, but they wouldn't show us how they put it together. And it was like, okay, thanks. And so I would be left trying to figure out what the drawing in the instruction manual looked like. And for the most part, I did pretty good. There were a couple of times that I had to reassess and reassemble the situation. I like to do things the easy way because I don't like repeating things. I like to get them done and get them done right. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, who never makes a mistake. Let me say that again. Who never makes a mistake, who never leads you astray. He will send the Holy Spirit who will teach you all things. That means that we must always embrace a need to learn mindset, being predisposed to learning and never getting to that place of spiritual arrogance where we say, there's nothing that I have to learn anymore. Listen, there have been passage, I've read my Bible probably hundreds of times and still saw things in the Word in 2021 that I'd never seen before. And I was like, wow, how did I miss that all these years? Well, the Holy Spirit brings us, He teaches those things. And it says, He will bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So my kids, all of them are better gifted than I am in many areas. And one of my children was extremely studious, bright, brainiac, just really, really, really smart, really gifted. In every area except for athletics, not very athletic, just really studious, reads a lot, and so we have taught our youth groups and our kids this truth: as long as there are tests in school, there's always going to be prayer in school, and so we taught our kids to pray before they took a test. We weren't praying for, you know, divine impartation, a spiritual download of the information that they hadn't applied themselves. We were praying, God, help on this test to banish anxiety, to remember all of the things that we had studied. And so one of my kids went to this one particular school and came home and said, my teacher won't let us have just a moment to pray, and said and told us, hey, don't bother praying before you take this test. And so this goes back probably 15 years or better, 20 years, probably close to 20 years. And so I scheduled a meeting with the teacher, and I said, oh, what do you mean telling my daughter? Who do you think you are telling my daughter not to pray when we are teaching her to pray? And he said, well, you know, sometimes the kids are praying, you know, God, have mercy, I didn't study, help me. And I said, look, that's not my daughter. And so I want you to understand she is going to pray because we don't want anxiety or anything else restricting the manifestation of the things she has studied. We want God to help her to remember the things that she has learned. And so I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit, one of his assignments is to help us to remember. If you're a younger listener to the Refresh Radio program, you might not have a problem with your memory, or at least you might not think you have a problem with your memory, unless it has to do with not remembering the things that you are told to do as far as chores and stuff like that. But for many of us, memory is one of those things that we have to work at pretty substantially so that, you know, we do remember what we're sent to the store for. So there are times when I'm going about, and I told my office manager this the other day, because most of the time I am at the church, there's not anybody there with me. I spend a lot of time by myself, and so I can't delegate going and doing these things. I've got to go and do them myself, and I'll go from my office on a mission to get someplace and go to the right spot and forget why I'm there, look all around, try and you know, close my eyes and strain my brain, and can't remember, and I walk out and I start, and then all of a sudden the memory comes back. Oh yeah, that's what I went there for. And so the older we get, the more we realize mnemonic devices, tool, that means that we have tools that help us to remember what we're supposed to remember. For people's who, you know, as I'm getting to know them, I'll take you back almost 29 years. When I came to the church, the first week there were 6 people, the next week there was 5, the next week there were 4, and that was beside my wife and 2 kids at that time. And I said, you know, God, at this rate, we've got 4 more weeks, and then it'll be just my wife and kids and I, and I'm not sure how long they'll hold in. But there was one guy that came, and it took him a long time to get to church because he had been hit by a bicycle. And so I was impressed with his effort about getting to church. And week after week, I went and I would say to him, and it's true, I have trouble remembering people's names. Faces, I'm really good at. Names, not so much. And the third week I said, you're going to have to forgive me. I can't remember what your name is. And I mean, there was only four people that week. And he said, "My name is Jim, as in James, the brother of John, the disciples of Jesus." And it's like, got it. I've got it. And so whenever I'm encountering a new person, I say, you know, I need all of the help to remember everything that I can remember. And so we offer a season of prayer for miracles whenever we have a service. And, you know, I look around the sanctuary and we used to do it from the floor. Now we have prayer cards, because it's more time efficient. And, I would go throughout the sanctuary and I would pray for the needs from left to right, front to back. And I discovered that many times I would open my eyes after having prayed for every prayer that I could remember. And there would be one person that I forgot, and that was because they were running the sound booth and I couldn't see them. And so while I was praying with my eyes closed and envisioning the people who had mentioned the need, I moved throughout the sanctuary, I always missed the person that I couldn't see because they were in the sound booth and all of the equipment up there, and we weren't able to make eye contact. Those are just facts. Those are just facts. I want to ask you, how important are the things that Jesus has said? Shouldn't we want to remember those? You know, when I was growing up, there was something that we did with a great deal of frequency, and that was memorizing Scripture. And I can tell you that Scripture that I memorized when I was growing up, I can still remember to this day. I remember it in the Old King James, but I can still remember it to this day. I've got other passages that the Holy Spirit has impacted me, and I can remember them without problems. But you know what? I've known people who the Holy Spirit had taken them on a journey, and they were able to memorize entire books of the Bible. I've known people that they know Scripture, if I can put it this way, in an enviable manner. And I can tell you that the only way that is possible is with the Holy Spirit helping you to remember. Not just remember the words, but remember the why. Remember the reason. Remember the motive, the heart of compassion. So the Holy Spirit is not just interested in helping us to remember the letter of the law, but also the spirit of the law, that God is in the redemption business. I believe that it is very important that we get back to the Word of God. And I believe that the Spirit of God will always point people back to the Word. He points people to Jesus. Jesus is the Word. He's the living Word. And I believe that everything that the Holy Spirit does is going to bring us back to the Word, because it was the Holy Spirit who moved upon men of old to write down the things that they wrote down. A lot of people have made this this approach to life, and it's like, wow, the Spirit moved so much that we didn't even get to the Word that day. And I've got to tell you, even some of the Assemblies of God people have that mindset, and I'm not real comfortable there. I think that we get off of the rails if we miss the Word. The Holy Spirit brings that Word back to us. Let me ask you, how do you listen? How do you listen to the words of Jesus? Do you just go through them and say, yeah, that's a nice thought? Or do you listen the way that the people listened when Jesus was speaking? One translation says they hung on his every word. So much so that people who came to do him harm, people that came to arrest him, came back and they said, well, where is he? They said, nobody has ever spoken the way that that man speaks. There were people who were hanging on his word as if their life depends on it. You know why? Because our life depends on it. Samuel was very attentive to the word of God. The scribes that wrote the word of God, there are a lot of people that have these misconceptions that the word was abused throughout the years. And I want you to understand that doesn't line up with the history of the care that was placed upon copying the manuscripts. They didn't have copy machines and PDFs that they, you know, could just with a click of a button. It was meticulously written down. They would count the letters. They were very, very attentive to making sure that the written record matched the previous written record. And if it didn't, they would destroy the whole scroll. And it was not like, you know, a disposable paperback. It would have untold numbers of man hours. Did you know that a king, a Jewish king, according to what God had told them, was supposed to handwrite his own copy of the word so that he would know what God had said? You know what there's no record of any king ever doing? Writing his own copy of the word of God. And you know what happened? A lot of people ended up not doing things the way it was written in the word. A lot of people embraced spiritual error because they didn't allow the Holy Spirit to bring back to them the remembrance of what God had said. Remember what God said. And the best way to do that is for the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, to teach you and assist you in your memory. The Word of God is spirit, and it is spiritually discerned, and we need the Holy Spirit to help us to remember all of the things that God wants us to. God bless you. You have a great night. We'll be back here tomorrow, 8:30 of the morning on WMIE.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Dance over me while I